maison, mais laisse-moi sur le toit. Prends la maison, mais laisse-moi sur le toit. Là où j'ai découvert ma poésie à moi. Prends la maison, mais laisse-moi sur le toit. Là-dedans, je garderai mon lit. Là-dedans, je garderai mon lit. Là où j'ai entendu un cœur chuchoter, ça suffit. Là-dedans, je garderai mon lit. Les amants, les mots tendres en fin de journée. T'inquiète pas et crois-moi, c'est à toi de les retrouver. Arrache les plantes, sauve les roses du jardin. Arrache les plantes, sauve les roses du jardin. Laisse-les comme rappel de la beauté du chagrin. Arrache les plantes, sauve les roses du jardin. Prends les meubles, je reste dans le salon. Chicanait, se demandait pardon. Prends les meubles, je reste dans le salon. Les absents, les amants, les mots tendres en fin de journée. T'inquiète pas et crois-moi, c'est à toi de les retrouver. Maison, mais laisse-moi sur le toit. Prends la maison, mais laisse-moi sur le toit. Là où j'ai découvert ma poésie à moi. Prends la maison, mais laisse-moi. Les amants, les mots tendres en fin de journée. T'inquiète pas et crois-moi, c'est à toi de les retrouver. On se laisse des indices sans même le savoir. Et comme ça, on se ferme les yeux et on se trouve encore.
Hey, good peeps of Pig City and the Global Village. Welcome to Whoop It Up with UMFM, our Summer of 24 mini-series spotlight on the Whoop and Holler Folk Festival. They call me Bruce, and I'll be your host. The Whoop and Holler Folk Festival takes place at Cottonwood Acres just outside Portage la Prairie, Saturday, August 24th, and Island Park in Pilipie, Sunday, August 25th, an easy 45-minute drive from Winnipeg. Since 2014, the festival has been the stage for a diverse group of headliners, new artists, and buzz bands, and a safe place for every kind of people. Full details online at whoopandholler.com and all socials. Series episodes can be found at umfm.com. CJUM 101.5 UMFM is a proud media sponsor. Episode 8, Fire and Smoke. Fire and Smoke are a bilingual folk roots duo based in Winnipeg and Montreal, with Claire Morrison on vocals, guitar, and flute, and Daniel Pelican-Hoffner on vocals, guitar, mandolin, and banjo. Fire and Smoke came together in 2010 and parted in 2013 before relaunching in 2021 with a sold-out homecoming show as part of Coup de Coeur Francophone. In between, both were in high demand, Claire as a solo artist and Dan as part of beloved local trio Red Moon Road. They are back with a new album, Constance, and a rare prairie appearance at the Whoop and Holler Folk Festival. Experience Fire and Smoke online at fireandsmokemusic.ca. Welcome, Daniel Pelican-Hoffner.
Hey, great to be here.
We came in with Prendre la Maison off of Maiden Voyage, your very first EP in 2011, and that translates into Take Your House. Talk to us about that song, like its meaning to you, that phrase, and how it connected instantly with listeners and continues to resonate with new audiences.
So Prendre la Maison was one of the first collaborations between Claire and I. We were, you know, experimenting with writing music independently and writing it together. But this one came about at kind of a juncture, I would say. I was living with my brothers down in Norwood Flats here in Winnipeg. And we had this house that we were renting on Crawford Street, and I had a room that was on the second floor facing the back, and if you crack the window just right, you could sort of step out across to a bit of a lean-to area of the roof of the house. And so I would often find myself up there, finding myself drawing inspiration from the canopy of trees that was surrounding me, and that brought Claire up there to see if that would be something that would be interesting for her as well. And this song sort of like drew from that experience. La maison, it's like, it's, you know, a house is, you know, a structure in so many ways, but and it can also be so many other things in different circumstances. It can be a place of safety. It can be a place of lodging. It can be a home. It can be a prison. And it all depends on the people who are living inside and in the context in which that their relationships exist. So Prendre la Maison is a song a little bit about that, about the coming and going. Each of the verses talk about you know, taking the furniture, and that's, if you take the furniture away from this house, that's fine, I'll sleep on the floor. And you know, if the roses in the front are cut away, that's fine, I'll, you know, I can still enjoy the grass. So I guess the theme of the song is a little bit about letting go of the material aspect of what the house is, and realizing that it's the relationships, the friendships, the romance, and the sorrow and mourning that the house holds, that is really what makes up the human experience. And I guess maybe if I can permit myself to be so bold, I think maybe that's what people connect with. It's not the fact that it's you know, about a specific house, is that it's lyrical enough, and how would you say, has enough imagery in it that the audience, I think, is able to impose their own experiences on the framework of that song. So in many ways, I think the listener is getting to furnish the house of song that we built. So I hope that's the experience that the listeners can get from that song. That's why it means so much to me, at least.
It was an instant connection with the audiences and continues to be, and still one of our favorites. That first EP, of course, was called Maiden Voyage. It's been quite a voyage since the first push off for you and Claire. Solo careers, successful projects like Red Moon Road, Claire relocating to Montreal. Take us on it. The beginning, the middle, the twists and turns, the new album. Bring us up to speed.
Sure. Okay. Well, a brief synopsis. I guess when we first met, it was at the Winnipeg Folk Festival. Claire was still living in Winnipeg at the time. We were, you know, this is quite some time ago now. You know, it was a kind of a totally different life. I was jamming around a campfire with some pals that I'd just made. I'd, you know, recently just committed to living in Winnipeg full time, being from the Dauphin area, spending a lot of time out in Clear Lake as well, working with the park system out there. But I just committed to being a Winnipegger, and I figured I would check out the Spoke Festival. And so there I was with these newfound friends playing music around the fire on a Saturday night, and out from the darkness came this voice, this incredibly pure voice with total control, such beautiful subtleties that lent a humanity to it that I'd never heard before. So Claire was there with a friend of hers, and she came out and asked if we could play Bill Withers' tune. And so we played it, she sang, and we sang harmony, and then everyone sort of went their separate ways as the party evening went on. And, you know, we went up to other separate fires, but we found each other over the course of the next few weeks, and I was just so taken by that musical connection that her and I had had. That moment, I thought there must be something to it. And so I tracked her down a couple weeks later, I think on MySpace or one of those early social media presenters, and he agreed to play some more music together. And so we kind of just started the project from there. We each had a few of our own compositions, and we were playing a lot of folk covers, and it was just such a natural fit between the two of us, the way that we'd write. We'd both bring parts of songs, and you know, the other would just take it to a place that was beyond the other person's wildest imagination. So that chemistry was just so strong, and we played a bunch together. We were sort of living in the Francophone music world and the Anglophone music world, and really kind of just being true to ourselves in that way, and just like going wherever the doors would open. We applied for a series of musical competitions called Chant West. It's a Western Canadian Francophone music circuit, essentially. And we competed in Manitoba, and we won and went to the next level. We went to play in Moose Jaw, competing against all the other artists from Western and Northern Canada. And then we took that prize as well, which sent us to Granby in Quebec with Festival International de la Chanson, the International Festival of Song. It's an annual event where all of the great writers from all across, the young up-and-coming promising writers, are given a chance to spend 2 weeks together and take workshops and hone their craft at the behest of industry specialists. So through that series of workshops and all that, that work we did there, we ended up being semi-finalists nationally. So that got us a bit more media attention, and we got to rub shoulders with a lot of other great artists that were our peers, and just felt super inspired from that as well. And we were just beginning to just play kind of relentlessly, and from festival to festival to, you know, weekend to weekend, we were just occupying a lot of our time. Claire being, she was quite young at the time, and she wanted to pursue her post-secondary education. And so there came a time in the midst of all of this hustle and bustle where, even though the doors were opening for us, it just felt too chaotic to continue together, because we didn't have any management. We were just making mistakes the entire time, you know, and trying our best to keep the train on the tracks. So we decided to put the project on pause after 3 years of amazing, amazing successes, and went around separate ways and ended up finding success musically and in our own right. So during that time apart, we each had our own careers. I was playing a lot with Redmond Road. We did several European tours, several American tours, went across Canada, and have to put 600,000 kilometers on our Volvo station wagon. And Claire finished her degree and has began like an illustrious solo career at the same time. And we were always keeping tabs on each other, and you know, though we had drifted apart, we always knew that there was a connection that would last a lifetime. And so when the pandemic hit, Claire's family was still here in Winnipeg, and she found herself traveling back here to help take care of her ailing mother, and her mother had passed. A lot of the responsibilities fell to her. And so with the weight of that sorrow and that grieving during a global crisis, we ended up finding time to hang out together and really catch up. And of course, the first thing we did was just pick up instruments and start to play. And that just came it came as a balm, I think, to both of us in a hard time. And we're playing just so easily, as the first moment when we started singing together. And all of the the duress of the touring and the festivals and the contracts and all the business aspect and of that the industry side of music has sort of been put aside, and we're just playing for our own enjoyment and remembering why we started to do this in the first place. And it was then and there that we realized that if we were, we could do this, but we could do it on our own terms. So when we started to write again for this project, we did it via voice notes. We'd send notes back and forth between Montreal and Winnipeg, and on the occasions where she would spend time here, we would dedicate a couple of days just to writing and seeing what that felt like. And so development of this new album of Constance, which is the name of Claire's mother, and also a tribute to the sincerity and duration of our friendship. It was really an uncompromising musical project. We decided that we wanted it to be half in French and half in English, making sure that we were true to our upbringing and our culture and who we are as people and the world that we live in, you know, partially in the Anglophone world and partially in the Francophone world. So as we brought these songs together, we drew from the past and from the creations in the moment, as well as, you know, recording techniques of just two people in a room, and also some overdubs. We tried to be as dualistic as possible, like the dialectics of all of these dualities in our worlds finally came to fruition with this record. And I'm happy to say that I'm really, really proud of the way it sounds. And I hope that listeners will recognize some of the songs and be delighted at some of the new ones.
It's going to be a wild Saturday night. I mean, everybody's a headliner.
And this is what I'm talking about when you look at programming, right? Like a crew who just understands what a Saturday night is going to be like. Like being able to on-ramp an audience, take them through a journey from artist to artist to artist until you're basically at what equals to the musical fireworks. It's just awesome.
And then there's the jam afterwards.
I mean, you know me. I live and breathe jam.
We look forward to the world you're going to bring us to with the new album. Let's leave them with a song from the album that you're gonna play at the festival, perhaps.
Okay. So should we go for fireworks, or should we go for something a little more haunting? That's the real question.
Ooh. Let's go haunting.
You know what? I'm gonna say there's a song that that I just think we did such we managed to capture it so well in the studio, and it's a song that Claire brought to the band. It's an alternate tuning, and it speaks to the change of the seasons and the rhythmic nature of the cycles in the environment around us, and how it's easy to personify them if we didn't know so much scientifically about them. So it sort of takes away the science of it and brings it more to like a spiritual nature. And the name of the song is called Lady Frost. And the lyrics speak for themselves for this one. So in the spirit of sitting in the jam zone in the tall grass and feeling the change of, you know, the dead of summer, dog days slowly being left behind us and moving towards the autumn, I present Lady Frost.
Daniel Pelikanoffner, thank you for joining us on Whoop It Up with UMFM.
Always a pleasure.
And thank you for tuning in and supporting independent music arts and events. Check out all episodes at umfm.com. All details, tickets, food, directions, artists, everything can be found at whoopandholler.com. Search Whoop and Holler on all social media, and please do join us in person Saturday and Sunday, August 24th and 25th. Until we meet again, be good, have fun, stay motivated.
Claimed to know just what love was till you went ahead and sent it on my
surprise at your cruelty. To fall like I was drowning, see, ran away the next day. But I'm going out of town, but I'm leaving. Where your mighty hand don't know, where you save your seat and also. Lord, I'm going out of town, but I'm leaving. Where your mighty hand don't know, and I've gotta go. As to whether I will wander, I will say that I don't want what you can give me. I'm down here anyhow, and that's just fine. I don't care too much, play your evil over. I will know what I can know, and I'll be taking my sweet time. But I'm going out of town, but I'm leaving. Where your mighty hand don't know, where you say you see no soul. Lord, I'm going out of town, but I'm leaving. Where your mighty hand don't know, where you say you see no soul. Lord, I'm going out of town, Lord, I'm leaving. Where your mighty hand don't know, where you save your seed and don't sow. Lord, I'm going out of town, Lord, I'm leaving. Where your mighty hand don't sow, and I've gotta go.